Roberts, Boondock Show, Mason Dixon, Laura Russin, and Nicole Goulart. Nicole, photographer, she's awesome. Kick out your website real quick.
It's GoulartImagery.com.
Get right up close to that mic over there so we can hear you.
You better spell that.
Yeah, there we go. Spell that, please.
All right. It's GoulartImagery.com.
There you go. Well, part of it was me. If I knew which fader to turn up for you, you would have been okay. And still on the phone, Charlie Keebler, retired state trooper. And we were kind of talking about the Officer Michael McAllister murder from 1976. And we were still trying to hopefully find some family members to get a hold of Myrene K. Cook, the Allegan County prosecutor, to maybe say some words to keep this man in prison and not get parole. So, but within that being said, in the break, Laura mentioned a few other murders and some stuff that kind of other happened around that. And that would have had to been some pretty crazy times around South Haven.
It really was. I was young. I was like junior high. And I used to babysit a lot over on Maple Street and would go to little Maple Street grocery all the time. And Mrs. Ingram, someone went in there and held her up and she was murdered. And she was a sweet, sweet lady. So yeah, it kind of, another thing that rocked us.
The Maple Grove store, yeah. And then there is another one too, right?
Yes, which was right, it was probably about three blocks from Maple Street. Debbie Knapp, who was a wonderful girl, was murdered by someone she knew slightly. And, you know, it was a very, very scary time.
Yeah. You know, we actually can't do this show in the summer because we would scare the tourists.
Right.
Because they would say murders happened in, and they would be like, really, that would freak them out considering they live in the murder capital of the world over there in Chicago or close to it.
But we said, it was late 70s.
Yeah, well, and I'm not sure if Chicago's the murder capital of the world, so I was just saying that. But with that being said, you know, Charlie, you know, when you look back, I'm still kind of floored when you say that times seem even more violent back then than they do now. Why is that the case, or I guess hypothesize why that may be the case?
Well, like I say, they didn't have the transmission vehicles that they have now. You know, no Facebook. No Google, no way to transmit around except by radio or newspapers or television. They didn't have anybody from the TV stations that would get a hold of us, at least not in the moment. The next day they would call us, oh, you had a murder. Okay, who was it? And we'd tell them, and oh, that's too bad. Yeah. Thank you. So, you know, it just didn't get noticed.
Slow moving information. Yep. Yeah. Mason, yep. Did you have a question for Charlie?
Yeah, you mentioned that a police officer from Covert was one of the guys who found him. And I was wondering, like, that's like 10 minutes away. Was he just in the area, or did you guys put out like a call for help to have other area officers come by?
No, we put it out, and they were on our police frequency. We were doing their dispatching for them. So they'd hear everything that was going on and knew what was happening. So they just came right up because they're deputized in Van Buren County. And it worked out real well because they were with one of our officers. So everything worked out well.
Now, you had a state police post in South Haven, and was the police station, was that up on the hill where it is now, or was that at a different place?
No, it was a state police post here in South Haven, and it's now John Frost's.
Yeah,
yeah,
right
office.
Next to Burger King.
But I mean the city police station. Where was the city police station?
Where Geno's East is in that day. So was the fire department was there.
Yep. Yep.
Right on that corner.
Yep.
And then was there any county police officers around, or was that all in Paw Paw?
That was before we became a county.
What?
No. It wasn't quite that long ago.
You know, I have to say when we talk about this and you mention, you know, social media, Facebook and all this stuff, I had the privilege 5 years ago or so to work with a series of ladies kind of working on a TV type pilot show. They were bail bonds women. And they were going out to pick up people who had skipped out on their bail, obviously. Now, with that being said, guess how they found most people and they knew where they were and went and picked them up? Did anybody have a guess?
Facebook.
Facebook. Facebook. Yep. They'd look at their profile because they would check in at the club and they say, she's at the club. And they'd go get her from the club.
Yep.
So all you masterminds out there, don't post where you are if you're wanted or skipped out on your bail. So, because they will find you, and you may think that you're being smart, but guess what? You are not at all. So, you know, Charlie, when we talk about where we are now, how long have you been retired?
Longer than I worked. I retired in 1987.
Oh, so you've been, you know, what did you do after that? Just hang out in town, go to Captain Nemo's?
No. I went down to Cook Nuclear Plant down in Bridgman.
Nice.
And I worked down there in security. I was a training manager down there. Then left there in 97. Kind of just been fairly...
You've
been doing my own thing.
Enjoying the good life in South Haven is what it sounds
exactly.
like to me.
Riding as Harley.
Oh, and riding. So, hey, you know what?
Riding Harley, yep.
We all do what we like to do, and riding, whether it's a Harley or a motorcycle, I think those Harleys are really dangerous, so you be careful out there. I prefer a snowmobile, at least when I fall off. Most of the time it's onto a pillow of white, but no, that's awesome. Charlie, I want to say thank you for your time. You've been absolutely awesome in being able to talk to someone who was there and, you know, heard that call come over the wire on the desk is actually, that's pretty powerful. Powerful stuff.
Well, good. Happy to help.
Do you guys have one last question or anything you want to say to Charlie before we move on?
Well, didn't this guy, the murderer, he hijacked a plane to Cuba. How could he get away with that? But yet they know he did it. That's
well, he already served his time for that.
Oh, okay.
He did, that's a federal crime, and he served his time.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, he's all done with that. But, to hijack a plane, end up in Cuba, and then end up back here in South Haven, Michigan, and then commit a murder, that's, to me, it's kind of mind-blowing. But regardless of all that, we have to move on and want to say thank you, Charlie, once again. It's been awesome having you on the show.
Oh, thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
All right, we will be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.